Anthony, a very, very good morning. You saved the day because they're not being very nice to me here today.
Howard, you're already used to this. And with all the technology that we have, I would have thought that we can get a computer that takes less than 2 minutes to restart.
one really would think. All right, let's go straight into the some of the news stories. Likud Minister Chaim Katz has been advised that he will be indicted for fraud and breach of trust. Tell us about
it. So this is a story that really goes back quite some way, 9 years, in fact. To actions which Chaim Katz, who currently is the welfare minister in the government, the sort of government that we have going on at the moment. He has been the welfare minister and continued to serve in that role while we go through the whole machinations of a new election. But this relates to some actions that he took that took place back in 2010. And we understand that he tried to promote a private member's bill through the Knesset, which had a conflict of interest involved and would seem to support a personal friend that he had and relate to some securities trading that this particular individual was doing and has been under investigation, obviously, for some time. The investigation also looked at the possibility of some more serious charges of bribery that were being investigated against him. But as it turns out, those charges were dropped. And now the Attorney General has finally decided that charges of fraud and breach of trust are appropriate to be brought against Chaim Katz, and has notified him that this is the intention. And it does have implications. I mean, even though this is unlikely to really affect the Likud's campaign and how the Likud might perform in the upcoming election, because Chaim Katz is not really one of the key Likud members as such. But it does bring a few questions. First of all, why does it take 9 years for something like this to be investigated and for it to be brought just before an election? There are the conspiracy theorists who are saying this is really designed to weaken the Likud being brought as it is just before this election. So that's on the one hand. But I think a much, much bigger issue is whether Chaim Katz is going to be expected to resign his position as Minister of Welfare now that the Attorney General has decided to indict him. And if he does decide to resign, or if indeed pressure is put on him to resign his position, because apparently the Prime Minister is considering his situation and considering whether it might be appropriate to expect Chaim Katz to resign as a result of this development. The question is whether that precedent might not apply to the Prime Minister himself. And I think that's where most of the focus about this particular situation is right now.
Fascinating. And, yeah, it really certainly, I think it, with a credibility and, this type of concern around the Likud, I don't think this is going to help, either way. The Afula concert that we spoke about, that went ahead with gender segregation in spite of the court ruling. Now what?
So very, very confusing, because since we last spoke about this, this has already been to two further court hearings. So originally the Nazareth court ruled, the Nazareth District Court ruled that the concert could not be held in Afula was gender segregation. That was where we left the story the last time. Since then, the case was taken on appeal. It went to a higher court. It went to another court in Nazareth, which decided that the district court had actually exceeded that the district court. It was taken to the district court. The district court was the appeal against the original ruling, and the district court decided that there is no reason why gender segregation should not be implemented, and actually then allowed the event to go ahead with gender segregation. And it, the court did recommend that three different sections be set up, one for men, one for women, and one for people who wish to be together, a combined section. That was what the district court in Nazareth decided and recommended. And in fact, the concert went ahead last night on that basis, even though the third section for mixed people was not actually set up. And this was something that was really sponsored by the Afula Municipality even. So the Afula Municipality was vacillating backwards and forwards on how it wanted to present this. But in the end, the Afula Municipality came out very strongly saying that this is an event that's really focused towards the Haredi community, and they're entitled to express their freedom of choice in the way that everybody else is. And this is what they choose, and the municipality is fully supportive of this point of view. However, that wasn't the end of the story, because then it was taken on appeal to the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court hearing couldn't be scheduled before the start of the concert. So in fact, what happened was that the Supreme Court hearing was held in the middle of the concert, I think 9 o'clock last night, when the concert started before that. But in fact, interestingly, and despite the fact that on the ground, the event went ahead with gender segregation, the Supreme Court has ruled that the district court in Nazareth actually exceeded its authority by cancelling the previous ruling, and that the concert should not be held with gender segregation. So that is now a Supreme Court ruling. And so I think that while it didn't have any impact on last night's concert, I think it certainly will have an impact on future concerts. And so, you know, this is an interesting ruling, which I think will be studied, because it was, you know, delivered quite late last night. But I think it's going to be studied now, and it will, you know, people will have a look at it to see how it potentially impacts on future events that might be held.
But essentially, it really does mean that these concerts now can be segregated.
Essentially, it means that the concerts can't be segregated because the Supreme
can't be
Court rules.
Because they overturned. Yeah.
Right. The Supreme Court overturned it. But the question is whether it was overturned on a technicality, because the Supreme Court said that the Nazareth District Court that had said the segregation was okay actually exceeded its authority. And so the question is, did the Supreme Court therefore rule that future concerts cannot be gender segregated? I'm not sure that that's the case right now. I think it just simply said that the ruling was invalid because the court had exceeded its authority without really judging the main heart of the issue, which is gender segregation in public.
Right. I see. I'm starting to try and understand.